All right, we'll be looking some more at artificial intelligence and souls next week. I'll tell you what, it pays to just kind of have an idea of where people are taking all of this. And remember, the artificial intelligence in and of itself is not taking us there. Human beings are on top of and behind all of this development. And so we need that. And that's part of the reason I'm asking these questions. What do you think? Where are we going? Where are they taking us? Are you pleased with it? Are you concerned? Are you upset? Are you happy? All right, here's another one that'll help us as we continue to look into the future, taking a look at the future of our jobs. And I tell you what, they have a great article again on BBC about this. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, interesting things are ahead. Here's the thing. One of the points that they're making is that the biggest threats to jobs might not be physical robots, but intelligent software agents that can understand our questions and speak to us, integrating seamlessly with all the other programs we use at home and at work. And check this out. Call centers are particularly at risk. And we know call centers have to do with jobs. Call centers are particularly at risk when it comes to intelligent software agents understanding our questions, speaking to us, integrating seamlessly with all the other programs that we have in use. It was learned recently that British retail giant Marks & Spencer is moving 100 switchboard staff to other roles because chatbots are taking over their duties. 100 switchboard staff. Chatbots can do their job, and so the chatbots will be taking over their duties, will be doing their jobs. All calls to 640 Marks and Spencer stores and contact centers now handled by way of Twilio-powered technology. That's what's on the horizon. Marks and Spencer is now using Twilio's speech recognition software and Google's Dialogflow artificial intelligence tool to transcribe customers' verbal requests and understand their intent. Think about all the research that has been done on us shoppers, us retailers, for years and years and years, even when we didn't know research was being conducted. So they figured out how to determine our intent with the technology that they've used, and now they're taking it to another level. Once Twilio speech recognition software and Google's tool transcribe the customer's verbal requests and convey their intents, the call is then routed to the appropriate department or shop. The system could handle about 12 million queries a year. 12 million. With the Bank of England's chief economist warning that the UK requires a skills revolution to avoid AI leaving vast swaths of people technologically unemployed, it seems fair to question how disruptive these systems may be. I know that we look at things like this and we can say on the one hand, hey, you know what? It's all about being productive, doing as much as we can for as little as we can. And we know that people have been informing us for years and years and years that one of the greatest expenses that anyone can have when they're employing people are the salaries. I dig where they're coming from. Let me ask you this. What do you suppose will be the choice that the Lord Jesus will make when he is ruling on this earth? Do you think that he'll want that if he were here, he'd want companies to be so productive that we could go about the business of putting people out of their jobs and letting automation take those jobs? Or do you think he'd prefer to have people better trained to do the jobs themselves so that those people would have better feelings about themselves as they live productive lives, getting good jobs, providing well for themselves, providing well for their families. So here we go. And that's just one company now. If this is a threat to that company's call center employees, what about call center employees who work for other companies all around the world? Well, Brian Manusima says that really, the shift actually seems to be happening. He's an analyst at market research firm Gartner, and he says that the number one use case for applying artificial intelligence is in this call center and customer service space. Call centers and customer service. Turn all of that over to the robots. Okay. You might be saying, okay, that's a long way off. Check this out. At the end of 2017, about 70% of all use cases in artificial intelligence were related to customer service and call centers. Almost 70% by the end of 2017. We're almost at the end of 2018. How do you think those numbers will change? Several million people are employed in call center roles in the U.S. and U.K., and hundreds of thousands more rely on such work in countries like India and the Philippines. Unless these people quickly learn new skills, they could soon be out of work. Don't be hoping for the best. Don't stay where you are as far as education, job training and preparation, etc., and just keep saying, I'm going to hope for the best. Remember how people have fared in times past. When the handwriting was on the wall, you need to get cross-trained to do something else because the jobs that you all currently hold are going away. And people kept saying, whether it was the auto industry or someplace else, I'm just going to hope for the best. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to stay on the level that I am. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing, and I'm just going to hope for the best. And the best did not come. They lost their jobs. Unprepared to do anything else. So they had to get that job training on the job, etc. Many were not able to get other jobs that paid as much as they had been making when they worked the auto industry, things like that. Will history be repeating itself? Manusama says that countries like India may have a huge problem with increasing unemployment. Okay. Listen to this. The chief executive of Ipsos said he was bullish about the prospect when discussing his company's widely used digital assistant, Amelia, which is billed as the most human artificial intelligence. It can understand natural language and not just set commands. And it can discern meaning from the context of a conversation. What did you mean by that? Well, Amelia can tell what you meant by that just by the context of the conversation. So here's a question. Hasn't that always been the case? Jobs have always been displaced by technology. Currently, companies such as large U.S. insurer Allstate use Amelia to interact with human call center workers, not replace them. It provides the information staff need to answer phone-based customer queries, reducing call durations from 4.6 to 4.2 minutes on average. That might not sound much, but those saved seconds add up across millions of calls in an industry where time is money. So the role of AI as helper rather than replacement is also being promoted by Observe.ai, which is a startup that recently raised about $8 million to develop its emotion analysis system. Now, this listens to incoming customer calls. It interprets the emotional content. For example, it'll ask the question, is the customer irate about something going wrong? It'll interpret the emotional content and automatically bring up appropriate response information on the call center worker's computer screen. That sounds fascinating, interesting, and promising to me because you're getting help the person who's actually the person, human being, who's going to be handling these calls, gets some inside information that can help them handle the calls well. And they're being allowed to keep their jobs instead of being pushed out. Their mission is to augment the human agent, not necessarily get rid of the agent. That's loyalty. That's company loyalty. As soon as the customer says they want to cancel a credit card, the technology understands that, goes ahead and gets the instructions for the agent on how to cancel a credit. So this company is already working with call center firms in the Philippines. But it seems clear that AI will take over most human call center operations in time. Observe.ai's technology may be able to automate some customer queries entirely, according to Mr. Jane. I tell you what, times are changing, no question about that. Are we rolling with the punches? Are we rolling with the punches? Are we rolling with the punches? Are we staying on top of the game? Or are we basically checking out?